We learn today of the death of an American icon. Gregory Hines, tap dancer, actor, and all-around entertainer, died this weekend in Los Angeles. He was 57 years old. In an interview with Terry Gross on WHYY's Fresh Air, Hines said he started dancing as a young child in New York.
I actually began at 2 and a half. I can't imagine what I was doing at 2 and a half, probably just hopping up and down, but this is the family legend. I don't really remember not dancing.
Gregory Hines' first public performance was at Harlem's famed Apollo Theater at age 6. Later, he hit the road, performing with his brother and father. They went by the names Hines, Hines, and Dad. Hines' smooth, natural, effortless style soon landed him on Broadway. He starred in shows like Yubi and Sophisticated Ladies before winning a Tony for his lead role as Jelly Roll Morton in Jelly's Last Jam.
I'm telling you, in my day, this man was made of money.
Come on, Jelly, tell the
You know it, baby. Yeah, in my day, these hands were dripping the honey. I'd flash him that savoir faire and toss him a smile.
A diamond studded smile.
What your folks call style. I used to call the high tone, the who's that, the how you learn to use that in my day.
Hines also used his talents on the screen, both big and small. His role in 1984's The Cotton Club opened the door to other projects, including Running Scared, Waiting to Exhale, and White Nights. On television, he had his own sitcom, as well as a recurring role on Will and Grace. But Hines' first love was dancing. Here he is speaking with NPR's Tavis Smiley just last year.
When I put my tap shoes on and I go out on stage live to perform in front of people, I feel just as challenged as I do in any area of this business that I express myself. You know, the challenge is always to try to find new steps, to try to make the steps that I know how to do and have been doing for so long, to make them fresh for me. And that, I really appreciate that because I do love tap dancing so much, and I love the fact that it's still there waiting to challenge me and push me.
Dancer Gregory Hines died of cancer yesterday in Los Angeles. He was 57 years old.
A pain he started to play. Inside every note of his is what he came from, who he is.